Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word, day number 152. Wow. 152 days in a row we've been reading the Word of God.
Awesome.
And it just gets gooder and gooder and gooder. And when you get the Word of God out, make sure you always have a big cup of coffee with your grandsons there too. Speak the Word of God over everybody that's near you. The dog, the cat, the wife, the neighbors, stray kid down the hallway. Now, today we're going to be reading the last half of Psalm 119. And I didn't say this the last time, but Psalm 119 is divided into, I think it's 22 equal parts, 8 verses apiece. Each of those divisions start with the letter of the alphabet. So the very first one starts with Alphaeus, or whatever it's called, Aleph, and that's A. That's the first letter of the alphabet. And then the next division starts with B, Beth. The next one is Gimel, G. And so that's what all those divisions are. It's poetry. So there's 8 lines to each of the stanzas, and each of the stanzas begins with a letter from the Hebrew alphabet. Didn't know if you knew that. And this whole psalm is about the majestic Word of God. So here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer like we pray every time we come here. Ready? Pray. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And amen. Psalm 119, and we're going to begin with verse 81. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail from searching your word, saying, when will you comfort me? For I've become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. All your commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. When you dig a pit for somebody else, you're going to fall in it yourself. They almost made an end of me on earth, for I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, verse 89. Let me do this right. Lamed, 89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. I like that one. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances. For all are your servants. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. Wow. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. I have seen the consummation of all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. '97, oh, how I love your law. It's my meditation all the day long. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Well, then God lives in us too. So we're not only wiser than the enemy, we got God Almighty inside of us. 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments. For you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste. Sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Wow, that's a pretty powerful statement right there. Because when you know the truth sets you free. You'll hate the false way of, we'll hate the false way of things. And we won't even really know why, but it's because we're meditating in this word. And that word now becomes the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart and just exposes it. That's why sometimes you got to trust that inner witness, because inner witness be like, eh, something ain't right here. And then you try the Spirit. The Bible says try the Spirit, see if it's of God. And then you, it's not long. The truth begins to set you free in that situation. Now back to reading. Verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I'm afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. And now, Samech. Not sure if that's how you say that. I hate the double-minded. I do. I don't like that at all. Do you? But I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers. For I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word that I may live. Do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up. I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Of course, David, in the Old Testament, he would have been afraid because the judgments can judge you. And of course, the children of Israel's favorite line probably any time raising their kids is, do you want the ground to open up and swallow you like it did them guys in the wilderness?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the comedian. Do you want to turn out like your Uncle Chewy? Don't worry about that. That was deep and philosophical. Verse 121, Ayin. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. I wonder what that's all about. Deal with your servant according to your mercy and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you to act, O Lord. I wouldn't recommend too many of you speak that way to God. Because you have to have a certain relationship with God to be able to talk to him that way. For they have regarded your law as void. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold. Yes, and fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. And this is pay or something. 129. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is toward those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of waters run down from my eyes, because men do not keep your law. Have you ever been there before? Man, I have. Stupid men keep the law. Here we go. 137. Righteous are you, O Lord. Upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me, because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. It's not just very pure, it is purity. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. And your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delight. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I don't even know how to say this next one. Cough. I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watchers, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive me according to your justice. That's a powerful statement. That's a powerful statement. People run around hollering for revival all the time. Revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever and ever. Resh. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Here it is again. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endure for ever. And now we're going on to Shin. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgment. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Now, Tau, or something. Let my eye come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. It's a choice. I long for your salvation, O Lord. Your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you. Let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Psalm 119. This is the period we call circle the wagons. Now think about it. He just laid it out very, very, very well. All of the things about God's word. Now, it's amazing how many times he just said, I don't have it counted up. Because every time you read it, something else comes alive to you. But how many times David just said, revive me according to your righteousness. Now, that's it. That's a very interesting statement. And yet it's really simple to understand and see, because as soon as you come to the revelation of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, it revives you. Because you realize my efforts are not going to be good enough. There's no way. You ready? Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Because we do this every time we come here. Make sure you send this to your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your mom, your dad, your cousins, your relatives, and your enemies. To be a blessing to them. And hey, you enemies, quit being their enemy and be their friend. In Jesus' mighty name. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for that. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
All of your love,
all of your
mercy,
all of your
grace,
all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' name. Mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen and amen. Now, think about what just happened to you. It's what you might, because I can tell right now inside me, somebody's like, wow, this is quite an experience. What just happened is you just said, Jesus, come in. And that means you opened up your life for God to come and live on the inside of you. Well, he wasn't there living on the inside of you a minute ago. In him, you were getting your breath, but he wasn't living in here. Now he's living in there by the Spirit of Almighty God, and that sends life into all your cells, tissues, joints, everything. You literally gained life. From this day forward, wait, I shouldn't tell you the rest. Well, just some more pieces. Jesus, the light of the world, just came and lived in you. Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, just came and lived inside you. Jesus just transferred you from the kingdom of darkness into his glorious light. Because that's what he does.
Amen.
There ain't a thing you can do to earn this. You can't be good enough. You can't be holy enough. You have to just receive it. It's a gift. Romans 5:17, the free gift of righteousness. Yes, and the abundance of grace. And you're born again. Just like that. Now, put my email address and website in there. It's right down there in the notes of each of these programs, Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. Send me an email and say, Pastor. You got a lot of people doing it. Send me an email and say, Pastor, help me walk with God. And I will. No condemnation. Zero. Why? Because God lives in you. Why would I condemn you? I want to help you walk with him every day of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, gotta run. Thanks for being a part of this. If you'll text me, I'll help you walk with God. Remember, put some timestamps in there so you can go through and study more effectively. And then, as always is the case, make sure you join us in the evening right here on YouTube Live, Blog Talk Radio, and Facebook Live. Well, until we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Happy June 1st. In Jesus' mighty name.